out on Living Today. But right now we're welcoming two very special people to the show to help ensure our safety, our health, and also our well-being, not only of ourselves, but especially those around us who may be, you know, in a different age bracket, the one that I am slowly entering. So we're going to find out right now what the Fall Stop Move Strong program is all about, along with a very, very wonderful instructional DVD. We're joined by Celeste Carlucci and Julie Cardacci at fallstop.net. Ladies, welcome to Living Today.
Hello, Mario. How are you?
Great, and thank you for being here on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You know, just the other day, I was thinking in my house, I'm in my 50s, and, you know, things change a little bit.
They do.
I came up with this one thought. I hate gravity. Gravity is not our friend all the time.
Right. Well, once we reach this age, mm-hmm. gravity really starts working on us.
You know, things fall from your hands. You mm-hmm. trip over something. Mm-hmm. You think you still have this. Hopefully, you still have the agility and the grace of youth. It may have tempered a little bit. However, our minds still move us around like 18-year-olds. But your philosophy, what you're here to tell us all about with this wonderful program, is that we can live healthful lives, safe lives, and lives that ensure that those around us have the same quality of life. So tell us a little bit about your program.
Our program was we began this program about 8 years ago, and it was designed, at first I was working with older adults and finding that they were falling, tripping, having accidents in their homes. Julie at the time was teaching gerontology, and I would go to Julie and I would troubleshoot ideas like, how are we going to help this person? And, you know, what does this person need? And eventually we sort of put our heads together and said, hey, we need a program. People out there are really, you know, especially in the demographic of people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, when things start really taking a shift. And so we designed this program, and Julie is a professor and was teaching gerontology at the time, and then we put it together, and
we combine education and exercise. What we noticed was fall prevention programs generally focused only on the exercise piece, and people really needed something to empower them, some knowledge to help them deal with their lives, mm-hmm. what's going on with our bodies. Just like you were saying, gravity starts to act on us, and we get a little stiffer, a little mm-hmm. weaker. And those changes start happening in our 50s. So
I was on the floor playing with my pets, my two African gray parrots and my dog. And then I had to, I mean, literally, Lauren, you'll be shocked to hear this, and Chris and everybody, get up off the floor.
Oh.
And I thought, this is not the same.
This isn't pretty.
I used to do this. And in your program, you do make an integral part of it.
It
is for all of us, whatever age or agility level we may be. Right, Lauren?
Mm-hmm. That's definitely right, Mario, because I have a friend who turned 27 this past weekend, and 2 weeks ago he literally bent over to pick something up and like put his back out, and mm-hmm. this is somebody who's you know, young, and his bones are healthy, so it could happen to anybody.
That could happen also to our guests. I asked this question: any injury like Lauren mentioned, any situation you encounter when you're younger, in a way it may come back to haunt you in your later years, and
that's
you need
correct.
To know how to continue to cope mm-hmm. with that. Is that right?
That's correct. There are a lot of age-related changes that happen just to everybody, but if you have a disease or an injury or some pre-existing state, then those changes are kind of exaggerated a little bit. Mm. You know, if you've got your friend with the back injury, Lauren, if he now walks a little unevenly, then his body's going to develop a little unevenly, and by the time he's 60, 50, even 50, he's going to have weakness on one side and imbalance, and it's going to put him much more at risk for falls because he won't be standing straight anymore.
So in a way, he needs to add that, so sort of a catalog of things that happen to us in our lives, and keep that in mind so that decades later we don't go, I wonder why I feel forget.
All those mm-hmm. sprained ankles,
mm-hmm.
they come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
So I know your experience in dance figures quite a bit into this. I took 7.5 years of ballet, of jazz, and tap.
Okay.
And I feel like sometimes your body can have some sense memory.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I danced professionally for mm-hmm. many years, and one thing that I really work at and believe in is teaching people how to move in their bodies in a joyful way. And to a dancer, that comes naturally. We train for that. We spend hours and hours and hours on that. But as an older adult who's never really exercised, to get them to start to feel joy and invigoration in their bodies is a new thing.
And we're going to talk about detailing how the program works is it 12 minutes?
It's a 48-minute, the DVD is a 48-minute program broken into four 12-minute segments so that beginners or people who haven't exercised for a long time can start with one segment and build up. The DVD is also broken into three levels. So there's a beginner's, an intermediate, and an advanced level. So if your loved one hasn't exercised for a long time, maybe they start at the beginner's level where most of the exercises are done seated and build up their strength that way. The DVD also has an insert with strategies and home safety tips as well. And whereas the live program, we do a whole session on that.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'd love to hear some tips we can share with our Living Today listeners. Also, if you have any questions, 866-675-6675. Or you can Twitter your questions at Martha Radio at Twitter. That's Martha Radio at Twitter. Again, 866-675-6675. We're talking about improving the day-to-day life of our aging loved ones. Celeste Carlucci is here. Julie Cardacci, co-creators of Fall Stop Move Strong program, which incidentally is part of the Mount Sinai Martha Stewart Center for Living program and has been for a few years now.
Actually, we started at the Martha Stewart Center in the fall. Mm-hmm. We've been running the program at the Jewish Community Center on the Upper West Side in Manhattan for several years. We've also done it at the Lower East Side Educational Alliance, perhaps once a year for the last couple of years.
And we'll be going this spring back to Martha Stewart Center for Living. Yeah,
and we're loving the affiliation with them. Continue our research with them, and they're designing a program in conjunction with us to see about getting further data on effectiveness.
Again, your calls, 866-675-6675. So let us begin with something that even Lauren's friend, I face, Chris, everybody. How to get up? How do you get up from the floor?
First, lie there for a little while and enjoy it.
All right.
Actually, this is something we make everybody in our class do, the frailest, most nervous person as well, because we say, even if you don't fall, you may be playing with your pets or your grandchildren or your kids,
cleaning,
or getting something from under the bed, cleaning. So if you fall, we say, wait a second, check, am I injured? You know, can I move? Because we don't want people trying to get up if they're injured. So if you're injured, that's a whole different thing. Call 911. Get someone to call 911. But if you're not injured, then there is a safe way to get up, and that is you need to roll over. If you're on your back, you need to roll over onto your hands and knees so that you're on all fours, and then bring your stronger leg up so that you're kneeling on one leg and got one foot on the floor, and then push up on the floor until you're standing. Or if you can't do that, kneel yourself over to a chair and use a chair or a sofa, the bed, bathtub, something very stable to pull yourself up on. Can you visualize?
Yes, I can. Okay. But I was going to ask you about the timing, the pacing, because you said initially if you are on the floor, if you fall, whatever situation finds you there, take your time, assess, sort of do a self-triage in a way.
Yes, exactly.
But what is the length of time it takes for the movements you just described, you know, not to move too slowly, too quickly? What is a good pace for that?
I think you have to gauge what your body feels like. I think that very often when people are down on the ground, they can't get up, they're really embarrassed. So I think that getting over, just relax for a minute and then, you know, take a couple of deep breaths and then step on, you know, put your foot forward and try and get up.
When people get embarrassed, they rush a little bit, and then you also get the kindly passerby who comes over and, like, pulls you by the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what do you do in that situation?
You say to them, I will need your help, but not quite yet. Please stand by. So that you're not getting pulled up by your arms, but you get a chance to roll over onto your knees.
And you keep help handy.
You keep the help handy,
that's
and you
wonderful.
Can hold on to their hands and have them help you get up once you're on your knees.
That is an excellent idea. And your website again for more information.
www.fallstop.net.
Celeste Carlucci is here, and Julie Cardacci, the co-creators of this program. Your questions, 866-675-6675, here at Martha Stewart Living Radio. Emily in Arizona would love to visit with you. Hi, Emily. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Mario. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Ladies, good afternoon. I was in a bad truck wreck back about 2000, and I am 47 years old, and now I'm starting to have trouble with my right-hand side, which a lot of my contusions were on my right-hand side. What can I do? It's getting very frustrating.
Well, first question would be, have you been cleared by your doctor to exercise? Do you have anything current that would prohibit you from exercising?
No, well, the only thing prohibitive is my lifestyle. My husband and I drive a big truck together, which is, I can walk. I've been walking, but it seems to aggravate the knee for some reason.
You have no medical restrictions, but you do have time restrictions. And
exactly.
You're in a sitting position in a truck cab for many, many hours?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So the first thing I would say is you need to get some variety in your day, some postural variety. If you're sitting for long hours, that can put a lot of strain on your back. Your trunk muscles can get weak. You know, your posture can get very, like I'm slumping in my chair as I'm saying.
Right. You might want to take some time, get yourself on a steady regimen where you're going out for, let's say, a power walk, or you're doing something on a steady basis that you can build your strength. Because often if you have an injury, you start to really stop using your body, and you do less and less. And I would suggest you get on a steady regimen of either power walking or a morning exercise class that you like. Don't wait until it gets worse.
Okay. You know. And I have one more question. In the living, this month's living, Martha's workout lady there, trainer, a Pilates resistance ring. What do you feel about that? Would that be good?
I think it's fantastic. If you have a good teacher, it's all in the teacher. Make sure you have someone that's really experienced and knows what they're doing with the body.
And if you haven't exercised for a while, you might want to build up to something.
Okay.
Like maybe start with someone who can watch you, spot you, make sure your posture is good. And as Celeste was saying, get into an exercise regimen. You might also want to introduce that into your day. While you're sitting in the cab, if you're not driving, you could pump your ankles and do some leg lifts there. And then whenever you stop, make sure you get out and take a power walk, do some stretches, do some strengthening.
Okay. I'm definitely going to hit your website because, like, my husband and I are both at that age like we are talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. So, start to lose it.
Emily, and the website is fallstop.net.
Yep, maintenance time.
Actually,
yes.
You can get our DVD and you can work with it at home.
Plug it
into your computer on your laptop if you're out and about.
I can do that because it travels with me, ladies.
Yes.
Happy
good
travels.
Life.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
And
bye-bye.
Same to you. The article that Emily is talking about, everyone, is in Martha Stewart Living, the January issue, working out with trainer Mary Tedesco, and they're using the BeamFit Activity Beam. So if you'd like to find out more, go to Martha Stewart Living, the latest issue, the January issue. We were talking about exercise and helping us when it comes to preventing falls and improving our lifestyle. Perhaps some tips you ladies can share with us when it comes to that. But first, I want to remind you, visiting with us, Celeste Carlucci and Julie Cardacci. Julie has been an occupational therapist for over 25 years, currently chair of the occupational therapy program at Touro College. In addition to that, Celeste is a fitness expert, former dancer, received her training at the Alvin Ailey School of Dance and Trade with Alignment Specialist Zena Rahman. And they are the co-founders of this program.
That's correct.
That's correct.
How do we get the DVD?
You can go to our website, which again is www.fallstop.net, and you can order it there.
Excellent. And now let's talk about exercise. Mm-hmm. What are some things we can do now to help those of us who are, you know, approaching the age or in the age when we take extra care of our aging loved ones to improve our safety? What fitness tips can you share with us when it comes
to
that?
Are you talking about someone your age bracket or older?
Older.
Older.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few really great exercises that I love. One is getting up from the chair. Just getting up and down from a chair. You can have your elderly parent, sit in a chair with the chair against a wall and go to the edge of the chair, put your feet underneath you, and go up and down. Because the important thing about that exercise is it's really great for strengthening the hip flexors, the thighs, the buttocks. And it just is, an overall strengthening exercise, and have them get doing that 10 times, and if they can do it for 10 times, go to 20 times. Another home exercise you can do are marches. Marches are fantastic for older adults. Or younger adults too.
Although we are looking for overall fitness and strength, mm-hmm. which would you rate more important as we age, upper body strength or lower body strength, or are they equally important?
I think upper body is important for alignment and posture because a lot of times as we get older, we start hunching over. And so I do a lot of work with hand weights. And the lower body is really important for balance and stability.
Okay.
So
well,
I would say, you know, the whole body.
Okay.
Is,
we'll cover it all.
Right.
Celeste and Julie, we do have Ann in North Carolina who has a question for you. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Living Today here at Martha Stewart Living Radio. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks. I just was recently diagnosed with osteoporosis, and I'm 49. I power walk every single day.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor said I've got to start lifting weight.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Pilates in the past, but he said that is just not going to do anything.
No.
I have to do weight.
It's good for your core, but it's not going to help build bone because you need to have that resistance on your bones. You need either contact with the ground, which you'll get from your power walking, and weight lifting. That resistance helps to build bone.
So how does Pilates, which is so much resistance on that reformer, how does that not work the same as weights would?
I think with Pilates, you're not necessarily keeping that contact with the ground. So it's the long bones in your arms and your legs, either keeping contact with the weight and resisting with the arms or with your legs, contact with the ground. And with Pilates, you may be lying or doing something horizontally. It's great for core strengthening. The resistance is going to build those muscles in your core, but it's not necessarily going to have that bone-building effect.
I see.
It's a different type.
And it's also, you can do your Pilates, but then you can take 10 minutes afterwards and just, you know, pick up a pair of, you know, hand weights that, you know, are appropriate for your, you know, for what you can lift and do, you know, a series of, you know, work with your upper body.
We have a segment on the DVD that is a good workout with weights, and that might be a way that you can start if you've never worked with weights before. Because Celeste, when she's teaching that section in the DVD, she also gives you lots of hints about how to keep your alignment and how to lift the weight correctly so that you're not hunching a shoulder or compensating in some way.
And the DVD is Fall, Stop, Move Strong by Celeste Carlucci and Julie Cardacci. And again, ladies, tell us how we can obtain a copy.
At our website, www.fallstop.net. And we originally designed this program for older adults, but we've been finding that younger people are using it too. People contact us and say, oh, I bought it from my mother who's 75 or 80, and I'm 45 or 50, and I'm using it myself. Mm-hmm. So we're all never too young to start.
And all the best, and thank you for your call.
Thank you very
much. Take care. I am currently nursing a big bruise on my shin because I forgot to turn off my cuckoo clock. I get up in the middle of the night and I'm bumping my way in the dark. So let's talk about home safety tips, other environmental safety issues, even winter strategies that we can use because I should have left a little light on somewhere.
Well, there are so many strategies to use. And I think that the first one that I want to say about getting up in the night, especially if you're older, is you have to give yourself a minute to let your blood pressure adjust when you've gone from lying to sitting. And we say, sit on the edge of the bed just for a second and pump the gas. You know, with your ankle, with your foot, make a gas pumping movement. Mm-hmm. Just get that blood flowing because a lot of people, they get up and spring from lying to sitting and start walking, and they're 3 feet from the bed before they realize their blood pressure drops and they fall over. Mm-hmm. Now, your issue was bumping into some furniture.
Things that go bump in the night.
Things go bump in the night. So we say make sure that you have a clear path.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, if you live in New York City like I do, your apartment probably isn't very big, and having a clear path can be a challenge. But you do need to make sure that you've got a clear walkway, and keeping a night light or keeping a low light on in the bathroom at night is a good way because when you get older, your eyes don't adjust to changes in light so much. So.
Also, something we don't think about too much that we need to give more thought to perhaps is footwear. And I would imagine you as a dancer, it's one of the top of your list. What to wear around the house?
Well, generally, we say absolutely no slippers.
Okay, there go my slippers.
There go your slippers.
Why is that?
Those comfy, squishy, warm, soft,
because
slippery.
Because you have to contract your toes.
Well, first of all, I guess because the word slip is in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I never
absolutely.
Thought of that.
There you go. But you have to contract your toes to keep your feet in your slippers.
Yes, you do.
And a lot of, I would say, research has been done. So many accidents are caused by slipping out of your slippers.
In that case, then, for all of us listening mm-hmm. to Living Today, of all of our age brackets here at Martha Stewart Living Radio, what do you recommend?
Shoes. We recommend wearing shoes in the house. Now, some people like to take their shoes off when they come in for hygiene reasons. Having a good pair of indoor shoes, something supportive. We've worked with a certified fit specialist in the past, someone who helps people fit their shoes, and he always recommends a lace-up or Velcro shoe or something that comes high over the instep to give proper support. Many of us like to go barefoot or wear our slippers in the house, but especially if you've got a fallen arch or any foot abnormality, then you're not getting adequate support and you can fall.
So the Falstop Move Strong program would advise to people in the older age bracket, mm-hmm. what should they wear? Because sometimes it's a little bit harder to slip in and out of.
Well, you know, I think that when they get home, they should put on a different pair of shoes.
Okay.
But, you know, also something to consider is when they're outside, what are they wearing outside? I mean, that's really a fundamental
okay.
issue, because
we see a lot of people in our class in lovely slip-ons that are, you know, like a loafer that don't cover enough of the shoe, and then your toes are curled up holding the shoe on, which makes you lose a lot of flexibility in your foot, and therefore you can't walk as easily.
So you need to get lace-up shoes.
Lace-up
and,
shoes.
Or high Velcro. And the other thing is to keep in mind is not wearing stockings in your shoes. Wear socks, because the stockings also create a slip.
All right. So we're learning quite a bit from the co-creators of Fall Stop Move Strong. Your questions, 866-675-6675. Do we also need to figure in what medications we may or may not be taking when it comes to safety in the home and keeping ourselves strong and safe?
Absolutely. Medications, especially in older adults, but in all of us, can be a problem because of the side effects. And if the side effects dull your thinking or affect your balance, and then if there's a medication interaction, you should check with your pharmacist or doctor at least once a year and go through all the medications that you're taking, including over-the-counter, to make sure that there aren't any possibly bad interactions. And if you start a new medication, be particularly careful. And there was a study done at Johns Hopkins a couple of years ago that showed that it was done for people in a nursing home, but I think we can apply it to everybody, that there was a huge increase in the number of falls 48 hours after a change in medication. That's either a new medication or a change in dosage. So just be careful.
Monitor that.
Yeah, just be aware that, you know, for the next couple of days, your body needs to adjust.
This is the Fall Stop Move Strong program, fall prevention and strengthening. We do have the phone lines open for you. Dave in Massachusetts has a question. Hi, Dave. You're on Living Today. Go right ahead.
How you doing? I was listening to you saying how you don't wear slippers in the house, especially at night. I wear like a moccasin, you know. Is that any good for your feet?
Well, Dave, I'm sorry to say, probably not. I'm picturing a pair of very comfortable, a little squished down at the back there. They don't really cover that your instep very well. I know they're probably really comfortable and soft and warm, but they're probably not that safe.
You know what are nice are Merrells. Merrells give you support and...
What are Merrells? Tell us about those.
Merrells are
a brand of working shoe.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
You know, especially, I mean, they're just really comfortable. They give you support and...
Traction.
A little traction. And they've got a slip-on version that comes high up your instep like a sneaker, but they've got elastic sides, so you don't have to lace them.
All right. All right, Dave, thank you for your call.
Dave, that might be an
alternative. Thank you very much for the advice.
Sure. Take care. And here on Living Today, we would like to conclude our wonderful visit right now with our guest here on Martha Stewart Living Radio. Thoughts for one movement we can all do of all ages, perhaps from the beginner part of the Fall Stop Move Strong program, because I know you do talk about the joy and the pleasure of movement and of feeling safe and secure in all of our age brackets. What do you recommend we do right now?
I would recommend, I think one of the things I would say is, first of all, use your body and enjoy using your body. I think our collective conscious of, you know, we are getting older and we're losing it. No, we're not losing it. We're only losing it if we're thinking we're losing it.
Okay.
So get out there and move. If I say one exercise, lunges are fantastic for the whole body.
So talk us through a quick lunge.
Let's say you're just, you know, one thing I like is kitchen exercises. Go into the kitchen and hold on to the counter. And, you know, you're holding with your hand and your feet are facing out, and just lunge forward and then come back. And with one leg forward and then come back. I think that it's a good exercise to do, and you're sitting there waiting for the water to boil. You might as well,
do something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lunge is a balance exercise, and balance exercises are the only ones that have been found effective in reducing falls. So get your lunges in there.
Absolutely. And while you wait for something, took a little cook in the oven. You never know. Get some work out at the same time. Celeste Carlucci, Julie Cardacci, co-creators of the Fall Stop Move Strong program and the DVD as well, fallstop.net, and also part of Mount Sinai's Martha Stewart Center for Living, the center's commitment to wellness and healthy living. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Mario. Are we going to be able to go to your house for some bread?
Oh, absolutely, as long as we do lunges.
What time?
Well, we're waiting for it to rise.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
So much.
Take care. This is Martha Stewart Living Radio.